Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, January 31st, 2013. Well, without sound techs, churchgoers wouldn't be able to hear the worship music. Without lighting techs, we wouldn't be able to see the pastor or the worship team. And without computer techs, the words to the songs and the sermon PowerPoint presentation just wouldn't appear on the screens. It's this technical work of many behind-the-scenes staff and volunteers that makes our Sunday worship experience what it is. And these tech-savvy people are constantly honing their skills and learning about the latest equipment and programs available. This year, one of the ways they'll be able to do this is through the ReConnect Conference, and tonight's guest is part of the conference organizing committee. We're going to talk to Jeanette Routley, the Worship and Creative Arts Director at Waterloo Pentecostal Church, about ReConnect in a few moments. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to My God, You're Beautiful from Dana Marie's self-titled debut CD.
Reading, feeling transparent to the world existing. Somehow, you're blinding myself to all that cures, and I can't imagine how beauty shines the distance I'm left behind, and I can't imagine how we'll make it forever. My God, you're beautiful. You're everything, everything I ever wanted more. You say we're beautiful. You're everything, everything I ever wanted more. You're everything, everything I ever wanted more.
And now to our interview with Jeanette Routley. Good evening, Jeanette.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm great, thanks.
Oh, great. Now, before we get into some details about ReConnect and that, let's give our listeners a little bit of background about who you are and what you do. You're the Worship and Creative Arts Director at Waterloo Pentecostal Assembly.
Yeah,
what
and I love it.
Sort of led you into that position?
I came to Waterloo, actually, to go to school. English and history is what I took. And while I was there, I really helped out with the young adult program and took over the music and was really involved in the music. And after I got my undergrad, I decided to go off to Hillsong for a year. Just wanted to do a year of Bible college somewhere, just foundational. And while I was there, I got a call from WPA just saying there was an opportunity to step into that role and to see if I was interested. And I was. I thought it was a great chance and something that I hadn't seen myself doing, but I really, looking back at my life, see how God prepared me for that. And so I was able to kind of move forward with that, and I've been there now for 8 years and absolutely love the chance to be involved in music and tech and productions. And it's just a great place to be. I really know that God's called me there for that.
So what are your main responsibilities? What are the sort of give us a rundown of your an ordinary week, if there's any such beast in the
ordinary week? Yeah, they change all the time. There's a lot of meeting with different people. I'm really big on wanting to develop people and the gifts that they have. So whether it's in music or even in tech, just being creative with what they do and how that fits in the church and what that looks like. I love opportunities to develop worship leaders. I think that's something I'm really passionate about. But in the last couple of years as well, I've really seen a lot of potential in people when it comes to back in the tech booth and stuff that they're able to do with lighting and with media and stuff. So that's been really neat. I oversee choir We have a choir at WPA. They sing every Sunday, and so I do that every week and work with the different bands that are there. As well, I look for opportunities to kind of use art to influence our culture, like outside of the church. Just take opportunities in the city to show the gospel of Christ through music or just the creative gift that God's given us. And it's really neat. It's really neat the different things that we've been able to do. Like every year we'll go into nursing homes and we'll do like sing with them. Every year I put on something called Hope in a House of Blues, where we raise money for different things through blues music, and in that we incorporate artwork and different other creative means. So there's lots of different ideas that we can run with and we can do, but it's great. I love it.
Well, coming through it sounds like you came up through the music end of that. How much of a challenge was it for you to pick up on the tech end of things?
Honestly, it was a challenge for me. Even just taking this job, that was something that it was a little bit of a struggle for me. I always had someone that would do all of that for me, and I never actually had to learn. I knew basics. I knew what a patch cable was. I knew how to hook up my keyboard, but I didn't really know how to run a soundboard myself. And so I really relied a lot on the volunteers that we have. And we have some amazing volunteers at WPA, and so they're really gracious to me and help me. But over the last 8 years, I've had opportunity to learn a lot, and I've had to, actually. And it's been really cool just seeing that end of it. Tech is a really important part of what we do, and in helping the gospel come out and helping the truth come out. It's so important that the people that are back there know what they're doing, and that we give them room to do what they do and to do it well. But it definitely was a struggle in coming in, because I was always on the music end of things and just kind of doing more the stuff that everybody sees, you know, the singing and the playing.
Yeah, and you had the tech guys that were, you know, they would make sure that everything sounded right, and
exactly.
You know, you could hear stuff in the monitors, and you know, you just sort of let it go with that, and whatever they did was fine by you, right?
For the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, I could hear what I needed, and I could give a little bit of direction. I listen to music a lot, and so just on that end, I think you develop your ear for what sounds good, and just helping and working with them. But it's important to have someone that you can work alongside with and not have, I guess, like there's no competition. We're all on the same team, and I think it's just really important that we get to that place. I really came to understand that over the last few years. Just we work together, and it's the same aim. We want people to be at a place where they can just fully worship God and bring their best to Him. And we do that together. It's not, you know, one is better than the other. It's definitely a joint effort, and I definitely need people who know what they're doing, because I don't have the same skills that they do, and they don't have the same skills that I do. So that's how God's created us, to work together.
Well, looking at things on the tech end, what do you think are some of the biggest challenges that you as a worship and creative arts director face with the tech end of things?
I think the biggest thing that really jumps out at me is that in the tech world, things change so much, and there's so many things that come out there. We get a magazine that is geared for the tech people in our church, and you know, it's even just reading through that each month, each publication, there's things that come out that are bigger and better and faster, and you know, I think the challenge would be figuring out what works for you and what to put your money toward and what to move toward and what to maybe stay away from. I think that's a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Is there also that tension between knowing what would really, really work well but not having the budget to cover the cost of that? Are you always struggling, you know, trying to balance that? Here's the latest thing that is really going to enhance the worship experience for the congregation, but yet we've only got this much money to deal with.
Absolutely, cost is a factor in all of that. It's the same as any tech thing that even you bring into your home. There's a wide range of there's options of what you can purchase, and you know, you've got the high end versus the low end, and so you definitely run into all of that. It's been really neat. Kind of we built this over this last year. Even there's just this community that's starting to really come out, where we're able to call up people and ask questions about these things to people who are a little more knowledgeable. We just started to network and develop relationships with other churches that have maybe been through something already, and that's been really neat that I've seen happen lately. Because it's helpful when you can talk to someone who's been through that already, and for the most part, everyone is more than willing to tell of their experiences and what they use. I mean, something as simple as what presentation do you use? Like, you know, there's Easy Worship, there's Media Shout, there's Pro Presenter. Those are things that we use to display the lyrics on a Sunday morning. And every church, you know, not everybody uses the same one. And we all have different needs, and we have different people with different skills. And so, you know, there's different ones that might be right for you. So little things like that, being able to talk to other churches has been really helpful just in developing those relationships. So, but it is a challenge because there's a lot out there, a lot of options.
Well, with that, let's take a quick break, and we'll lead into one of the ways that you are connecting with people, and that's through the Reconnect Conference. So we're going to take a quick break and continue our conversation with Jeanette Routley, one of the organizers of the Reconnect Conference. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to More Love from the self-titled debut CD of Dana Marie, the winner of Faith FM's 2010 Shining Star Competition. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Jeanette Routley to find out a little bit more about Reconnect. Jeanette, just before we went to break, you were talking about, you know, there's this network that's now beginning to develop amongst tech directors and people involved in tech in churches. One of the things has been a conference that started up last year called Reconnect. Sort of, how did that all get started? Where did that whole idea come from?
Well, last last summer, I was driving around and I was praying about my tech team, actually, specifically, and I stopped at the side of the road, and I was just praying, and I just was thinking, like, it would be really cool to have some kind of a training event or some kind of a conference that was for our tech team. And I knew that down in the States, they had one called Gurus, is one that I'd come across. A friend of mine sends his team to that sometimes. And I didn't have the ability to send my whole team down to that. But I was just thinking it would be really awesome if we could have something like that here in Ontario. And so I went to Twitter, as sometimes I do, and I just posted my thought on there. And it was really cool. It got retweeted and retweeted. And out of that, there were maybe six or seven of us that met. And it was a team of church music directors and some tech directors. And when we met, we identified that there's definitely a need for that here. And, hey, why not see if we can start something up? We're all volunteers, but we decided to create a tech conference for our tech volunteers and leaders, just really to help network among one another and help them see that they're part of a bigger picture. And I think another thing that came out of that is we'd have the opportunity to help other churches that weren't really part of that small group of us, but who experienced similar issues. I think all of us in churches, you know, we all have that need of developing our tech people and just encouraging them. And I think often they're the ones who kind of, you know, get pushed aside a little bit. And we just really came to that place where we thought, no, we really need to value them. And what is a way that we can do this? And so that's how this tech conference kind of came out of it. A whole team of people came involved with it. It was really neat how I believe God orchestrated all of that.
So what were some of the things that you would have talked about last year at the conference?
We talked about, well, actually, a really big part of it was our breakouts. And so we wanted there to be a lot of practical training for these volunteers. And so we talked about, you know, why we do what we do, kind of just, you know, why is it that we need the tech people? What's the role of it? Even bigger than just the function of the job, like just coming and serving, like why do they do that? We really grappled with that in our main sessions. And then in the breakouts, we have a basic audio stream for just beginners that are just starting out, don't know a lot about tech. And then we had an intermediate audio, which is for those who've been doing it a lot. And then there's a video and media stream, a staging and lighting stream, and then we had a leadership stream for those that are in leadership in the tech booth and outside of it. So that was really neat, just seeing all those people come and just kind of drink in and so hungry to learn. That was the neatest part, is seeing so many people really wanting to do better at what they do. It was encouraging.
So where was it held last year?
Last year we had it at Calvary, out in Cambridge, Calvary Pentecostal Church. And we had over 400 people. And we were kind of maxing out. We were maxing out the space there. So when we decided to do it again this year, we decided to do it out at Forward Church, also in Cambridge. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly central location in Ontario, just off the 401.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do it there, just so that there's opportunity for more people to come if they'd like.
So did the number of people, like the 400, did that surprise you, the organizers last year?
It totally did. It absolutely did. And when we started, we thought, you know, we'll get a couple hundred people out. And we did that based on some of the information that we've gathered from the conferences that were happening down in the States, because they'll get maybe 100 people, 150 from what we'd heard. And so as soon as registration went out last year, people were just, like, grabbing them up. And within, I believe, 3 weeks, we were sold out. We initially had capped it, I think, at 300. But then more people kept asking to come. And so I think we had to turn a few churches away last year just for space reasons. But yeah, we ended up having over 400 people, and it was awesome. It was a great surprise.
So what was the kind of feedback did you get? Like, what did people take away with them out of that?
People, I think, really appreciated the heart behind it. I think they knew it was all volunteers putting this together, and just in that, I think there's something to be said where we see the value of that. Not everyone that was on our leadership team, like, not everyone is actually paid on staff in a church. A lot of people put in a lot of time outside of that, so I think people appreciated that, the amount of work that went into it. But greater than that, I think they really valued the fact that the tech people were valued, and there was now something for them, a resource, and a place for them to come and network and connect with other churches. The stories that I've heard over the year, I've heard a few of other churches that have really appreciated just being able to connect with other churches and other people to help them, say, with a creative stage or with knowing what microphone to use. I think that was really valuable. I know for me and my team at WPA, again, it just, I think it was really encouraging and inspiring for them to be there and realize that they're part of a bigger picture. They're not alone in doing this role. Like, every Sunday when they come, there are people all across the world, really, that are doing the same thing, and it's so valuable and so important to actually getting the message of Christ out there and connecting people with God. Like, what they do is so important, and I think that was really a valuable part that came out last year, is that we, you know, as a leadership team, we really wanted them to know and just be reminded of the importance of that job. I think being back there, you know, it can kind of get maybe a little monotonous if you're doing it every week. In some smaller churches, it's the same person doing it every single week, and or even if it's every other week, whatever it is, I think it can be really easy to let that become kind of the mundane and just get into routine and not take it really seriously. I think that conference kind of really sparked some things in people and allowed them to be passionate about what they're doing and what the gifts that God has given them, and just see that, you know, there's a place for them, and it's very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I need to do is take one final break, and after we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Jeanette Routley from the Reconnect Conference. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Something that's different than helplessness and loneliness. So rock me to sleep.
Please. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to All Fly from Dana Marie's self-titled debut CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Jeanette Routley from the Reconnect Conference. Jeanette, as people have been listening to this and listening, I mean, I can tell the excitement in your voice about how important and how significant the Reconnect Conference was last year. What's on tap for this year? Who are some of the speakers that you've got coming in?
We have a few different people that we're bringing in this year. We have two main session speakers, and right now, just give me one second. I've forgotten their names already. It's terrible. We have Greg Atkinson coming in, and Greg is someone who's done a lot of this stuff before. He's been at some mega churches down in the States and has kind of served doing tech stuff. I guess in various places, but he'll be one of our speakers that is going to talk a lot about tech. He's been part of the Technologies for Worship magazine. I talked about that magazine earlier. Mm-hmm. So he knows his stuff, and so he'll be able to really encourage, I think, our tech leaders that we have in churches. The other guy that we have, his name's Stephen Brewster, and he's been involved in the creative environment for quite a while, and so he's just really big on teaching people about how to be leaders in the creative front, and so he'll be discussing probably how to do that in the tech world, how to be creative with what you do in the tech world. But then we're also bringing in some people for some of the breakouts that we do, and I'm really excited about that. I know there's one friend of mine that we served at Hillsong together when I was at Hillsong, and he is one of the most creative people, so he'll be doing the creative stage and creative design and lighting. He'll be doing some of that, and it's going to be a really great place for people to come and just develop more of the gifts that God's given them. And we've got some great people coming in that just want to pour out and answer questions and connect with people and inspire people to do what they do and to do it well. As well, we'll be working with Soundbox. Soundbox does sound and production for, I know they do Cirque du Soleil and a lot of other things. They've had some really great opportunities, and a lot of the guys there are Christian, and so they're going to be coming and taking on the tech end of things and doing a lot of the tech breakouts that have to do with sound. And so it will be great. They know what they're talking about, and they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So,
Quickly, we have to wrap up quickly here. We just got about a minute left. When is Reconnect this year, and how can people find out more information about it?
Sure. They can go to www.thereconnect.ca. And it's just like it sounds, The Reconnect. There's no spaces, no hyphens. And on there's a link if they would like to register. It's April 26th and 27th. It's $59 a person, and it's going to be at Four Oaks Church out in Cambridge.
Great. Well, Jeanette, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thanking my guest, Jeanette Routley. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.